This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So here we are, game three of the World Series.
Yeah, by the way,
against
how you doing?
What's
up, dude?
And they got the Baja boys.
Oh, yeah.
The Baja men.
Baja men. And somebody thought, because we used to play this after wins, whatever, with the Mojos Rise and all that.
That's a good song.
They got the Baja men in front of our dugout at Shea Stadium in the World Series. These guys wouldn't stop singing. We're on the field. The guys are warming up. They're like, hey, get these guys off. And it became like the running joke, especially for the Yankee fans, because they're like, oh, my God, you had the Baja man. And it was a little embarrassing. The umpires are looking at these guys going, what are you doing? This is a World Series game. And they had their shot, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Rising would have worked better. That's a good one. Get your mojo.
That was great. We were just saying that before.
There you go, Al. By the way,
gotta keep on rising.
So you know how we got that, right? Lou, our great PR guy here.
Love Lou.
Now, how did you get the mojo rising?
It was Robin Ventura. You know, he was just into the Doors and California and all the, like, and Robin was like, he was cool.
99 was mojo rising? Because then the Who Let the Dogs Out was 2000, or were they both?
You know what? I'm mixing it up. 99 was,
Mojo Rising.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, I was there for a lot of these games. I know you were on the team, but I was in the stands for a lot of these games.
maybe I ought to ask you questions.
Yeah, ask me something about the
So, how was your teammate, Joey McEwing? Who? No, I love Joey Mack. Joey Mack.
Yeah. Remember, I worked with Veal, too, over at SNY, and he says the same thing about that Baja man. And Al, it's a nice transition actually to
How's
now.
How's Todd doing?
Great. Al, say hello to him when I get over there. You guys, you know, back then were obviously Second Citizen, losing in the World Series. Joe, you had Brandon Nimmo just the other day talk about how they don't want to be Second Citizen anymore. The Mets want to be the premier team in town. How does that make you feel? Somebody who played for both sides, but obviously went against the Yankees in the World Series in 2000.
Look, the second citizens or second tier, that was never admitted, certainly, or I had never felt that way. Certainly where I was in my career coming back to New York after I started with the Yankees and played in Toronto and Florida and won a couple World Series. And I was a Mets fan. So, but the reality of not being delusional was the Yankees were not only, forget about New York City, they were great, right? Multiple wins, back-to-back wins, the whole mid to late 90s, even if you include 03 when they lost to the Marlins. I mean, that was a great run.
Yep.
But the reality now is, and Nimmo's right, like, you got the biggest fish. That's not a pitcher and a hitter in Ohtani, but Juan Soto picked the Mets
from the Yankees.
Listen, yeah.
All right, there, big man.
He's got a ball on BT's shoulder.
For those who can't see, he just put his hand like, on it, like the consoling. I know what happened.
But I will tell you.
I know, Al. And by the way, we still got Judge. Am I upset?
Yeah.
I was upset. I'm not going to lie. He's a great hitter. I love the pivot. But, yeah. You know, and based on what they could have done, I think they've got a long way to go. I'm a little worried about the Yankees, but he picked the Mets, you got to move on. I get it.
Are you more worried because of Gerrit Cole, or are you more worried because of...
I think I'm more worried about Luis Gil. Like, the Yankees won a lot of games the first couple of months without Gerrit Cole a year ago, and maybe this is a bit of a leap of faith on my part. I do think Max Fried will offer, you know, a pretty close approximation, I think, to what Gerrit Cole usually does. And if that happens, then it's not like you lost Cole, but if you lose Gil, he's going to be out a couple of months. Unless he comes back straight at some point, I think they'll be good, but I don't think this is a Yankee powerhouse. I just don't.
Well, I agree. And look, of all the years that the Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, unbelievable at-bats, notorious for 5, 6, 7, 8 pitch at-bats, you're exhausted even if you get the guy out after 8 pitches, 3, 4, 5 foul balls. But they always had good pitching,
mm-hmm.
You know, from David Cones, and Duque, and Pettit,
yep.
And, you know, Roger when he was, all of it. But where I'm not too concerned. We're in a sport now that has 12 playoff teams.
Yeah.
And we saw 2 years ago when Arizona slipped in into the playoffs in Texas, and they played in a World Series. So, and then a couple years ago, not too far off, was the Marlins made the playoffs. So I think where the Yankees know they are, they're definitely one of the top one or two or three in the American League. They are. You know, we get centric on our teams, right? You're looking at the Yankees, or you're looking at the Mets is like, ah!
And you fixate on the negative levels, right?
Right, but,
yeah,
but every other fan base and every other radio station across America is doing the same stuff.
I've said that line. I agree with that.
So, but where it's going to be interesting, because the trade deadline now, because they don't have non-waiver trade deadline anymore. It's July 31. You don't improve your team after that. Your roster is what it is, the 40-man down to the minor leagues. So that makes the move in July really important for a team that already has what's the Yankee payroll?
305, 306.
Less than the Mets.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Al.
No, man. I'm going to be there opening day against Toronto.
Here we go.
Me and Johnny Franco.
And next to the Baja Boys. You guys can do the rendition.
We won't have the Baja Boys.
What's the role? We just had Johnny Ompton not too long ago. He's always around the city. Are you sitting there? You hanging out in the suite? Or what do you got going on?
It's 25th anniversary of the 2000 team, the National League Championship team.
We're celebrating that?
Do they give rings out for that? I'm just curious.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Well, and by the way, the ring I got, which I'm very happy, I have a couple world championship rings, isn't nearly what the league championship rings are now.
Really?
Oh, my God. Some of these American League, National League rings, they're beautiful. I mean, they've gone next level.
How much are they worth? Like $15,000 each? Something like that?
I think it's more of a collector value, right?
Okay.
I think the actual diamonds and golds and all that, it's probably 10.
Doc, the other day, Doc at SNY was showing me his retirement, the number 16 ring, and that's significantly bigger than the 86 World Series championship ring, to your point.
Yeah.
Although that's
all sentimental, right? I mean, if somebody's going to buy the 86 whatever guy ring, like they're overpaying because
they put it at conference like a piece of art in their home.
Are they going to honor you guys on the field at all this year?
Yeah,
For this at opening
day? They're going to do a little something. Well, it coincides with their last league championship team in the 15 team when they played the Royals.
Right, so it'll be like 10 years.
So we got 10, and you know it's a nice thing, you know. And that's all a product of Jay Horowitz. You know, he's an amazing guy. You guys know Jay, right?
Yes, of course. He was at a lot of St. John's games this year, Jay. I saw him like 5 times this year.
And they're honoring Jay the next day.
Awesome. He's a great one. He's
unbelievable.
The best.
Yeah, yeah. Almost as good as Lou.
Yeah.
Not true. Lou's great. Jay's listening. I love you, Jay.
What do you know? What do you think, Al, of the Mets rotation going in?
Man, what's going on here?
I don't know. Where'd you come back from?
This isn't on air, is it?
You're a lunatic. Man.
We're live on
air.
So I'll tell you what happened. So I do the morning show. God, I look like Vinny Barbarino.
Good show. Can I just tell everybody real fast what you just did? Like, we would know. He comes here. He's got 4 buttons open. Then he looks and he says, what the hell happened to my shirt?
I don't know.
You walked on the set looking like this.
Lou, I can't believe you. Let me do that. I look like something right out of Saturday Night Live. So the first show I do in the Central with Mark DeRosa, who was on.
He's awesome.
Great guy.
Love him.
Great. You don't have to wear a tie.
Right.
And the way the new setup is here over in Studio 21, the next show, Brian Kenny, because it's for the thinking man, you know, all the analytics stuff, you got to put on a tie. And I didn't have a tie, so they ran a tie over. This is my tie.
And it matches, too. It's
matched.
A little, good shade
a good
of blue
job.
On you.
All right, okay. No
you
more.
Are the best, man.
No more.
You right. really
so
are a trip.
You got that taken care of. So back to the Mets rotation. I hate that I feel like we've devalued the starting pitcher. I do like that it worked for David Stearns last year. And I understand not investing big in that. Where are you at with starting pitching in today's game?
I'm not going to say this. Well, I'm going to say it, but I'm not saying it because of what's transpiring for the opening day starter for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Clay Holmes, I know Yankee fans second half didn't want, you know, they were very upset with him. Meanwhile, he made the All-Star team, one of the best closers. I'm watching Clay Holmes, and I'm saying, all right, I know he's given up some runs. Here's a guy who's got a 97-mile-an-hour bowling ball. Instead of it going down, which is just a simple fix. I shouldn't say simple because it's not simple. But the axis of the spin on a two-seamer is literally from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. And,
okay.
And it's instead of it getting this down, sink, and then that nasty sweep and slider, he started getting run, and he's getting in bad counts. All right, I'm getting in the weeds here. I don't mean to.
Meaning he just couldn't throw a strike early enough and reliably enough.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
And he had a lot of this going on,
did.
Right?
Yes, he did.
So, and then here, free agency, Mets pick him up. And I was like, and I was saying for a long time, I was like, this guy fixed that and come up with a rinky-dink third pitch, either a split or a changeup or something that you use to get guys off of it, especially lefties. This guy's going to be a good starter.
I agree.
So here he is. He has a good spring. He's a starter. And now it's, oh, yeah, he's not only a starter, Yanks. He's our opening day starter. I think he's going to be good. They're going to give Senga some more time. I know. But we got to hope for that.
Al, but come on. Opening day starter, a bullpen. I like Clay Holmes.
No, he's not a bullpen. No, get the bullpen thing out. No, he is a starter.
Opening day. You started three opening day. Doc had eight.
Well,
Seaver 11 or whatever it was. Like, opening day means something.
I should
something.
Have four. Bobby Valentine in 2000 said, hey, do you want to go to Japan and pitch against the Cubs? Because we opened over in Japan.
Right.
We talked about that the other day.
And Bobby, because I had already been there a couple years earlier. Baseball every other year, we used to have an all-star team. And we go over and play the Japanese all-stars. Great. I said, Bobby, I've been there. I was like, well, what's door number two? He goes, well, you'll then open up at Shea Stadium against the Padres. I'm like, I'll do that. So then years later, I
Derek
find
Bell
out.
Hit his big two-run homer in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
2-1, I think you
good
won.
Good memory. Nice.
2-1.
I was there.
I'm glad you didn't say it was 9-8 now. You struggled.
No, 2-1. You pitched the jab.
So yeah. I get Shea Stadium opening day. Tom Seaver throwing out the ball and all that. I'm like, that's my opening day. And then years later, it's like, no, you only had three. I'm like, that's four for me.
I have four on our soil.
All right. So we can't make a big deal of that anymore.
No, don't do that. Now where's Sean and I on this?
He's still working his way back.
Love him. Like, you talk about finding something of that crossfire shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nasty. I know. He's got to be healthy. Montas.
But before you move to Montas, here's my question about Manaea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He looked phenomenal. His numbers bear that out. When he made that move, it was unbelievable.
Yep.
Now, hitters will go to school. It's a new windup. It's a different point of release, so they'll have a better sense of who he is. But they'll adjust because they're big league hitters. I don't know this to be true. I think it was the lat, whatever he hurt. When you have such a radically different delivery, I mean, it's night and day. You are now engaging parts of your body that you did not do when you were 16, 18, 22, 25. Even 29, is that a concern that he can stay healthy?
Yes, and I'll say that because if you look at Sean Manaea when he was with Oakland or coming up, it was a version of that delivery. He was a slinging left to right guy. So he exaggerated the landing and made it a little bit more closed off.
Yes,
hide the baseball, blah blah blah. But you know that he didn't go from like 12 to 6 Ferris wheel to now become a carousel. He's always been there. I think what they're looking at, because a great majority of the injuries in pitchers happens in spring training and the first few weeks in the season because of the training in the winter, because how they lead up to spring training. It's not middle, latter part of the season where guys get hurt. So I don't know. You know, I'm not in the weeds on any of it, but I wonder, you know, was it intercostal? What?
I thought it was a lat.
Was it?
Was it a lat with Manaea? I thought it was a lat.
Okay,
I forget.
So,
but either way, he's working his way back.
Yeah, he's working his way back. Yeah. I mean, look, they're going to have enough offense, right? I mean, you come down to, like, I was on a team teams in Toronto where we had one of the years we had 1, 2, and 3 in batting. In Roberto Alomar, Paul Molitor, and John Oliver.
You talk about loaded teams. I know we talk about a lot
Joe
about
Carter
the Mets.
And,
Dude, those teams were...
You almost forget about Bob.
So it almost, like, I think we had... One of the guys was, like, close to five... No, Jack Morris. Jack Morris, one of the years, he had an ERA right at about five and won over 20 games.
Is that true?
And I'm not saying that's what you
want. Was Steve on that team as well?
Dave Steve was in...
He was still there. He was still there.
Boomer was there.
God, you guys were freaking...
They got rid of Boomer in spring of 93. They released him, and the Tigers picked him up. Think about that.
In spring of 93, and then look at the career afterward.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just to button it up, it was the oblique with Mania. Okay, okay. I just wanted to button that up. Thank you, Huff.
Those Blue Jays teams, you guys were loaded.
So I got to figure, I mean, Lindor is going to have greater protection with Alonso. He's got a chip on his shoulder. The fact that he went out there thinking that he and his agent, whoever, told him he was going to get $200 million or whatever.
It was Boris.
He's got to have a chip on his shoulder, which he should. He's gonna surpass all the home run records.
You think he's embarrassed? By the way, I know we got 30, which is the highest AAV for first base this year, but it's 1 year, and then it's an opt out with $6 million less. Like, he didn't get what he thought.
Brendan, I'm gonna say if we were in that boat, right, and we're like that guy, it happens to be Pete. I don't think it's embarrassed. I think I'm pissed.
Mm. Fair enough.
I think I'm like, how'd this happen?
Yeah.
Like, what? And you know that.
I hit 40 homers a year.
Yeah. No. He could hit out of Yellowstone, but with him and now Soto, I like Vientos. Like, there's some nice depth there dangerous hitters. Not just a dude who's going to walk or maybe slap one to left. Like, it's, there's thump.
They're going to force pitchers to work, because if you throw them cookies, they're going to hammer you.
Yep. Yep.
And that adds up over the course of the game. Get him into the bullpen.
Are they averaging 4.5 runs a game? I don't know. Maybe.
All right. How about postseason? Because the goal is not just to get there. I know they need to build sustained success. I want to see a World Series team. You referenced 25 years since you guys were in the World Series, 10 years since they were in the World Series in 2015. It's been even longer since 1986 since they won one. Can they get through in the postseason without that horse atop the rotation?
I would say no. But I could tell you, we saw the Dodgers, which is a super team, and they had a lot of banged up pitchers, right? Yamamoto wasn't really the guy they thought.
Bueller was hurt pretty much all year.
Bueller was hurt for much of it. He was in Oklahoma City for a lot of the rehab.
Flaherty wasn't very good.
Flaherty. Well,
against at least the Mets, I think, got him pretty good there.
Kershaw was banged up with the back.
Yes. Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow.
So I think there's a depth issue. I do think you need two or three back-end guys, and that's where I think as you're a Met fan really looking at Edwin Diaz and what are the alternatives where there's a mix and a match from 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Because if our conversation is true and we're getting a lot of 5 and a third starts, we're looking for a lot of outs. We're looking for 12 to 15 outs a night. And that, to me, that's why I think the Yankees have done such a good job with that. I mean, Devin Williams is awesome.
That's one
thing. They bring Luke Weaver back.
Cashman's great at that.
Yeah.
I wish he was as good building a lineup, to be honest with you.
Well.
I mean, got a catcher batting first. We don't have any righties. I mean, you know, have a third baseman.
Well, you know, it's unfair. It's unfair to say that. Because, look, even when you have, when you go out and you get your star power guys, right, you're offering 30, 40, in the case now with Soto and Ohtani, $50 million a year. Like, that cuts into it.
I know.
I don't care how many hot dogs they sell or what the Yes Network's doing or how many people.
You're right.
It's a lot of money.
But that's why you need Vientos and Volpe and eventually Mauricio and these young guys that are making $800,000, $900,000. They got to play
Austin Wells, for sure. Yeah, no. So there's the mix. Like, if we're, it's easy for us in fantasy baseball. It's like, oh, who do you got? Ohtani. Okay, I take Trout. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere this roster of 40 is used to get through 162. It really is. And then it's the hottest team.
And it's so different now than it was in your days, because I remember going to the ballpark and seeing the same lineup pretty much every day.
Yeah,
now
that's
true. Different every day. It's a different lineup.
Yeah.
There was comfort in that, though. I kind of like seeing that same lineup every day. You know,
and the players in the lineup.
I would imagine they know creatures of habit.
Yeah,
they know what they're doing.
And
they know what to expect.
So I'm 1-for-12 in the last four games.
It's like, all right,
you leave me in there.
Look at the back of my baseball card. Yeah. I'm going to hit 280.
Who else is going to? Oh, I'm sorry.
You got too many of these.
The laptop. We don't disagree. Real fast. We know Mendoza's a good manager. Do you see potential for him to be a great manager?
Yes.
Why?
I love the way he communicates. I think he's commanding. I didn't realize how his presence is a big presence. He's positive. There's a confidence to the way he, you know, all those things you watch, right? Because it's not when your team is winning, right? It's when your team is off and everybody's starting to, like, you know, how do you keep it from not falling off the rails? And he's got a lot of respect. He does. I like him a lot. I'll be honest. I knew of him, but I didn't know him until the last couple of years of getting to know him a little bit over at City. He's legit.
Superstar,
really is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed to say that when he first got hired, I said, "What are we doing hiring Boone's lackey? Like, come on, another Yankee." Now I told him that, Al. I took accountability when I met Mendoza, and he appreciated that. He's been great here.
I wonder if the Pittsburgh Pirates fans back in the day said, "What are we doing here? We're hiring La Russa's lackey and Jim Leland."
Jimmy Leland? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
Maybe. Hey, man, he turned out to be one of the greats
or
of all time.
Or Buck Showalter? Yeah. Come on. Isn't Ted Williams out there?
another Yankee?
Are you like this when you wake up? Yeah. I mean, we've been around you enough. I love you, President. Are you always like
Lou.
This? He's nuts.
No, I am. I am nuts.
That's the quirky lefty coming out, man.
Well, yeah. So here's my thing. I think, first of all, if you come into the... I love this place.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, it is what it is. But you should have energy. I think you guys do a great job when people are watching or listening. If you guys sound boring or bored, they're bored.
You nailed it.
Right? So it's not fake. I do drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
So, like,
that.
I'm... Yeah.
You mix it in some drugs, too?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, he's pretty lit up.
No,
make sure
you're
going to button that shirt up, Al.
Actually, I never did that kind of stuff. I'm, like, nutty enough. I really am. Ask Johnny Franco next time when his heart almost blew up on the road. I gave him a big... I told him it was a 4-shot vanilla latte. There was more than 4 shots. Ask Johnny next time. He said he's sitting in the dugout in the bullpen. I think it might have been in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And he comes back and he goes, "What the hell? How many shots were in there?"
Was he actually scared? Like he was a long. Wow. We had him the other day. Too bad we didn't
ask him next time about the latte, the vanilla latte.
Two more real quick before you leave. How's your son doing? Where are we at with him?
So he's good. He made the team and he's pitching Friday.
Which is game number two?
Nice. Crazy.
Wow.
You know, it's a roller coaster. Like, I was...
Got to get him to the Mets, Al.
There's very few players, and there's very few, that have, like, that ascent, that straight line.
Mm-hmm.
I was back and forth. Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack are buddies. They did a lot of stuff, youth baseball and USA Baseball.
Yep.
And I know Senior, so he's texting me when they announced it yesterday. And outside of his son, you know, they're... There's learning, man.
I know.
You know, there's the adjustment.
It's tough. It's the toughest game out
you
there.
You get kicked in the, you know,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You got to get up and, like, you know, okay, what do I do?
Is it harder watching your son climb in the minors or being on a big league mound? What's harder for you as his dad?
Good question. I think climbing up.
Because you're not sure if he's going to get
so
there.
So now it's... I'm still nervous for him, right? You guys have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, too.
Yes.
A boy and a girl.
So
eight
you
and ten.
Know. Yep. You know. It doesn't matter.
I'm
wet
it.
Field in the back somewhere in gym.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're like...
Your heart's beating for them.
Yeah, and it's not that you want him to be like, "Oh, you got to be great." You're just like, you feel for him, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
So it doesn't change.
But you don't want him to suck either, let's be totally honest.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If that was the case, then it's like, all right.
He would be the number two pick of the draft.
Make sure your SAT scores are really good. We'll get you into Duke.
Who else is going to be there with you at the ballpark for the 25th anniversary? You got Timo Perez in the building?
Ooh.
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 I saw Benny Agbayani saying that you're going to take out the Yankees in five. You know any of the guest list here? I mean, they were on the team. What am I talking about?
No. It's just it's a very, very low-key throw out the pitch.
Oh, you throw out the first pitch? Come on, break that news with us. The Yankees announced Pettit today. Al Leiter throwing out the first pitch of the home opener?
I don't know.
Yes, you are. Come on, Al.
He's looking at Lou. Lou, can he say it? Just say
it.
Come on,
dude. It's happening.
What, are they going to take the ball away from you or go to the bullpen? Come on, dude. The Turk Wendell coming out?
Turk. Or how about Dennis Cook?
Oh, the lefty.
So it's not if Joe West, the umpire, body slammed him when Denny Cook was...
I don't remember that
one. Yeah.
I remember both of the men. I don't remember that.
Denny was tough, man. He was wiry, thin, but he will...
Really?
Boom.
Are
Are
you throwing it out to another teammate?
I'm actually not. I will say this. I think, honestly, I have no idea. There's going to be a little something, I'm assuming, but I wasn't told anything. I was like, great, opening day. It's always a good thing.
But it's more than just you out there. It's going to be a couple of your 2,000 teammates.
Yeah.
Well, come on, this exciting stuff.
Now I feel like there's somebody probably at the rest going, "God, what the heck?"
Well, again, what are they going to take the honor away? Just tell us what's
good
thing.
I honestly don't know. There's a few guys.
They trotted out some mascots yesterday about a race. I think this is a good thing for the Mets. Let us know who's throwing out the first pitch. Al Leiter, Franco, we want the 2,000 Mets to be honored, not this stupid subway thing. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. And, you know, look, having a chance, and Jerry Seinfeld was right, and I always get on my friends who hate the other team.
Yeah, you probably
hate the Red Sox. You hate the Mets?
I don't hate them. My dad's an old Dodger fan who loved the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. I hate the Red Sox. Can't stand the Red Sox.
And you have a son?
Yeah.
How old?
10. Just turned 10.
All right, so he becomes the next Anthony Volpe.
Okay.
So in the 2000...
That's his guy, by the way.
In the 2031 draft...
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Red Sox, with the 13th pick, selects... What's your son's name?
Colt Tierney. From Dale Barton.
Colt Tierney.
From Dale Barton.
And I said this to Michael Volpe. I said, that could have happened. I said, what would you do?
Biggest Red Sox fan in the world. See you, Yankees. Goodbye.
Now ask me.
Seinfeld was right. Okay.
Easiest question in the world. My daughter gets drafted
one day, hypothetically,
by the
Yankees. I'm still a Met fan, Sammy. Come on. Sammy, grew up a Met fan.
Yeah, but you don't. What? Oh, is that Benigno?
No. What do you mean, Benigno? No.
I'm just saying.
That was Joe Benigno.
Al Leiter sucks. Al Leiter, you pick it out of the Benigno.
No,
I'm like, Joe, stop.
Just giving a hypothetical. And we don't know in 2050. Maybe it'll be co-ed. We don't know one day.
I would love that.
You'll play for the Liberty.
Are you kidding? I got three daughters. I think that we would love to have, right? I mean, that would be amazing.
All right.
Yeah. So maybe be your daughter.
Looking
to get drafted by the Yankees.
I want to be a.
I'll still
be a Met fan.
Hey, 5 seconds. Literally.
Yeah.
Who's the best baseball player in New York right now? The best all around player? I'm just curious. Number one player in baseball.
Judge.
New York. There you go. Nice seeing you, Al.
I can't.
Good job, buddy.
I am not dethroning.
Come on, Thank
no,
you.
No.
Good to see you, Al.
So it was great. It's not. Listen,
post-season.
I like chocolate chip mint and I like butter pecan.
Yeah.
I love them both.
I know, but one tastes better in October than the other.
Oh!